Silas looked puzzled. What did you say your name is?
Simha.
Alice grinned. What a crazy-ass name. Chloe and I both glared at her, but it had no impact. It never does. Whatever Alice thinks, she says. Ask him what it means, said Rob with a grin. I'll bite, said Alice. What does it mean?
Simha is the Sanskrit word for lion, said the beautiful man in his beautiful voice.
Sanskrit, said Chloe.
It's an ancient language of India.
You're a lion? Said Alice. Well, spank me, that's so cool.
Simha grinned, and I suddenly felt like I could feel myself being physically pulled across the table into his warm smile. Thank you, he said. I think so, too.
So, said Rob with a flirtatious smile at Alice. What's a gorgeous Kiwi like yourself doing in Nashville? Just following the road signs, bro.
To where?
Wherever they take me.
Did you hear me? Palma asked again. You thinking of entering the next championship? Flora released an anxious, stuttering sigh. If Armin doesn't come back, yes.
Wait, really?
Flora's head sank. Palma, no. As much as I want to, I can't leave my mother behind. Not yet. She stared out over the city again. But seriously, just look at it. I know you see things differently from where you live, but... As Flora spoke, Palma turned to the city and its endless, ossified gridlock that flossed through the city beneath them. It's a shithole. The gridlock hasn't moved for several decades. The city is being pushed to its limits. What's the point? There are no more answers for us here. It's all out there.
I think you should, her other friend said, peering up from under his cap. His long legs also dangled over the edge.
No, Esper, we've been through this. One day. Not now.
I suddenly remembered my hidey-hole box and handed it to Fief. I think this belongs to someone here. Do you know a Hugo Higgleby around year 1785? Fief looked surprised.
I do. We got here about the same time. You want I should give it to him?
I hesitated, then decided it belonged more to the tree than to me. I handed it to Fief, then turned my attention to an old man busy at work with a blowtorch. My heart was pounding like a jackhammer. I sure knew it was present. The professor put his soloscope against my chest.
Hello,
he said into it. My voice came out of the machine as the flat line began to dance. Hello yourself, I heard the voice say, but my lips weren't moving. Albert's eyes almost popped their sockets. He spoke into his soloscope again.
You're still in there?
He asked in amazement. The machine line twitched up and down. Of course, where else would I be? The professor lowered the soloscope.
My dear, I believe you are indeed alive.
I was elated, but Peerless had a different reaction.
There's a mortal in the tree!
He jumped up and pulled out his axe.
Let's kill her! Put that away,
Fief said, stepping between Peerless and me. Peerless stuffed the axe back in his belt. The professor stared at me.
You must be the product of a genetic mutation.
Peerless pulled his axe back out.
Let's kill her!
Fief leveled him a stare.
Is that your answer to everything?
It's one of them,
Peerless growled.